to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello, and welcome to show number 117 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is Jimmy, and today, it's a little bit quiet over at the Disney Nerds Podcast Studios, as it's just me and Sam. Sam, how's it going?
It's going great, but, you know, me and you together might not be that quiet.
That's
sometimes
a good point.
You get a little heated, right?
That's exactly.
And without Ed to break us up, this could go long.
And right. I was thinking that. I said, you know, I said it's quiet. It's never quiet when it's me and you.
But that's good. We both have opinions, and we love to share them. Absolutely. That's why we're here. Yep. So thank you, everybody, for listening.
If we all had the, if all four of us always had the same opinion,
this would be a boring show.
The show wouldn't be nearly as fun as it is.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And you know what? I'm open-minded. I like hearing your opinions. And I've got to say, you pointed me in the right direction more than one time. Have you said, Jimmy, you got to try that? And I've tried it. I said, man, thank goodness for Sam. And I also, hell, it's been a long time, I think, since I've been on a Disney trip that you haven't been there.
And there you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it's ditto both ways, right? And hopefully I can get there for your next trip. I'll do my best.
Yeah,
trying.
That'd be awesome.
Which isn't that far away, right?
No, it's let me grab the cellular device here. 72 days.
So you're not yet in your fast pass window?
No, it's like the 27th of January. I hadn't even bought my ticket yet, so...
Okay, so you need to get your tickets, get in that FastPass window. Let me ask you this. What FastPass are you most interested in? What's the first one you're going for? Is there something that you got to do? Or you've done it all, so it's just, what do you want?
Yeah, I think right at this point it's more of just what I want. I still think at this point Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is probably still a pretty hot ticket.
Sure.
So that's probably something I'm definitely going to want. This time we'll have both of the kids with us, so...
So there's some new opinions interjected there.
Sure, so and they you know, they haven't had as much experience in some of these attractions, the newer attractions that me and Kim have, so I think both of them have ridden Seven Dwarfs Mine Train last year. But that's definitely one of them. Obviously, Space Mountain's always a big one.
Sure.
I don't, you know, so here's something that's going to be interesting is I'll get to ride Test Track, which I typically don't ride a lot because of the tiered system at Epcot. And I typically will go for Soarin' over Test Track.
Right, and but I was just thinking that.
Soarin's not going to be an option since it's closed. So,
have you seen the pictures? Is it depressing to see the swords not close, the wall right across there? Oh, it's so depressing.
You know what I am excited about, and this is probably going to be better for another show that we have coming up, but just one of the things that I hope that they do is that area was very congested, and the way it was set up where people going to the attraction, then people coming in and out the bathrooms, and then people leaving the attraction, it was just really a cluster right there, so...
Yeah.
I'm hoping they can set that up a little bit better.
I'm sure they'll address it somehow.
Yeah.
So I wonder how – I would expect that with Soarin' being closed and the tiered system like they have and Maelstrom still not close to being finished, Soarin' has to be the go-to FastPass right now that everybody's going to want.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would think so. The demand for Soarin' has to be incredible because
–
For Test Track, yes, I'm sorry. Test Track demand has to be incredible.
Yeah, because it's the only – I mean, how many e-tickets are there?
Well, you'll have the Illuminations viewing area, Test Track.
Really an e-ticket, though.
Well, what else do
I
you
mean,
have?
Without – right. So, but, I mean, if you had – if that was a choice for Magic Kingdom, you would never pick that.
Exactly.
Because there's too many other e-ticket attractions that's going to – but you're right. You don't have a lot of options. So, yeah. So it is – it's sad that fireworks –
Well, what are you
going to
do, Journey to Imagination or Nemo?
Yeah.
Unless they put – so, you know, we're going to get to this more in another show, but the character spot now with Baymax, maybe that's a big one. I don't know.
It is interesting. You know, the last time we went, I think – and it was just me and Kim, I think. Well, last year, definitely when we had the kids with us, we – and my kids are, you know, 16 and 14, but we did the character spot because you're right. There's not a whole lot of options to me. I think the Epcot, the Illuminations viewing area is a great area, but you can get a great view of Illuminations at so many different locations. I mean, the fact that it happens in the middle of a pond that you can walk 360 degrees around, there's lots of great viewing areas. It's
yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's a little different than Wishes that you really have one spectacular angle.
And on Main Street or in the courtyard or one
right,
of those places.
Other than that, every other angle, you could watch it from Liberty Square. You could watch it from Tomorrowland. But it's still not the same look as you get looking at it from the front of the castle.
Makes sense. So you're counting down the days, and you'll be all over my Disney experience when that happens, I'm sure, when you're in your FastPass window.
Yes.
Any dining reservations? You're gonna make?
I think we're doing all counter serve. I don't think we may end up doing one sit down meal, but typically when it's me, Kim, and the kids, we're kind of on the run.
It's a lot of commando style. Then just go.
It is. So
if we're by Pinocchio, we eat there. If we're by Columbia Harbor House, we eat there. That kind of thing.
Absolutely correct.
Got it.
I'm looking forward to Columbia Harbor House. I hear they have great broccoli.
I heard that too. I forget who told me about that.
Yes. So I am looking forward to that. Actually, they have a great, if you've never had it, it's a hummus sandwich. My wife loves it. It's really good.
Interesting. And then I know where else you'll be going. Nutella waffle.
Nutella. Right? You know, I hadn't had that since that one time. That's the only time I've ever had
it. Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
You raved about it.
It was fantastic. It's just.
It was gone before I could get a piece.
I know. But you gotta, you know, it's one of those things. And they only serve it at certain parts of the day. In the evening, they switch it to like a chicken sandwich on a waffle.
Oh, okay.
So and you gotta be in that area when you're ready for a snack. So it's like, it just happened.
Yeah.
Again. That's at Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow. That's it. Right across the bridge from the hub, headed towards Liberty Square.
That's
cool. So speaking of food, dude, Disney Parks Blog, which, by the way, is the go-to spot for Disney information, right? DisneyParksBlog.com.
It's a great resource.
Absolutely.
They really did a good job with this. Disney has done quite a few different things as far as social media and web pages. At one time, they tried to do a podcast, and they've dabbled in a couple things that didn't really work out well. They really did a good job with this. The other thing I used to really like, and we had a show not that long ago where Jennifer interviewed, is his name Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
He used to do
D23.
He did a YouTube video, or just a video. I don't know if it was on YouTube, but just a video, a D23 video where he talked about different things. And he was fantastic. It was very, very interesting. You had mentioned also on the Disney Parks blog, a quiz. So let's.
Yes, I did run into that.
All
right. So
since you read it, I'll let you quiz me.
So Jimmy, out there on the Disney Parks blog, there is a quiz that I wanted to run by you because how well do you know Hollywood Studios Rock and Roller Coaster? Do you know it well?
I feel like I know it. I feel like I know it pretty well.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to ask you the questions that are on the Parks blog, and then I might add a couple of my own just to see where you're at.
Oh, wow, okay.
How's that sound?
All right,
first one.
Okay.
What's the name of the music studio you catch Aerosmith wrapping up the recording session in?
So if you're listening to the show, I'm going to give you 1 second to pause and try and come up with the correct answer before I answer. It's G-Force Records for 1,000 there, Sam.
It is. Ding, 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 ding. 1,000 points. It is G-Force Records. And what I will tell you is, and Jimmy, I'm making it harder for you than it really is because they give you some choices here.
Oh, it's multiple choices.
And you're coming up with it without the choices.
Okay.
So their choices were Rock This Way Records, D Street Records, or G-Force Records. And you absolutely nailed it with G-Force Records. So the best part of Rock and Roller Coaster, in my opinion, is the takeoff. Any idea what speed your super stretch limo tops off at during the beginning of the ride?
Okay, and if you're listening, pause now. That would be 60 miles an hour.
Ding, 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 ding. 60 is correct. The choices are 45, 53, and 60. And I think they say that somewhere in the queue or in the pre-show, they mentioned that it's 60 miles an hour.
And let me tell you another thing.
Okay.
It happens in 2.8 seconds.
There you go. There you go. That's pretty quick.
That's pretty darn quick.
I do like that. I do like that. So as you know, during the pre-show, we're in our super stretch limo to get to the Aerosmith concert. Do you know what city we travel through, or do you have your eyes closed through the whole ride?
No, my eyes are wide open, buddy. I love it in there. My favorite part is going through the big donut.
Yeah.
Which is actually ties into Iron Man 3, and Tony Stark is actually sitting in the big donut, eating a donut, and that's in Los Angeles.
It is in Los Angeles, and that's absolutely perfect. It's in L.A. The answers here are Los Angeles, Boston, or Nashville. Boston's history, interesting, because that's where Aerosmith's from. I like that.
And that's where you are.
That's where I'm physically sitting
physically
right now.
Physically located, yes. At this specific moment.
That is correct. Yes.
We have
right,
friends
so,
up that way, by the way.
We do.
Lisa and Angie live in Massachusetts. I don't know. I think in Boston. I'm not 100% sure. I think they live like out on the East Coast, like all the way
Boston is pretty much the East Coast.
Okay.
But there were some suggestions for some local establishments that I may be trying tonight. Thank you guys.
And
so much.
Mark Hamill, who does our – not Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker. What? The other Mark Hamill, who does our shirts for the Disney Nerds podcast and the Disney Nerds group, lives up in that Northeast area.
Awesome. Awesome. It's great to be visiting. And there's not too much snow out, so we're good. So, Jimmy, if your eyes are indeed opened while you're on the Rock and Roller Coaster, do you know how many times you are inverted while you're riding that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Okay. Your eyes are open.
At least I think I do.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 3.
Ding, ding, ding. You are 100% so far. 4 out of 4 with a 5th question to go. The answers were 2, 3, and 4. And yes, indeed, you are upside down 3 times. Once when you first start. And then is this the corkscrew that has you upside down 2 more?
Absolutely. You twist one way and then you come back and twist back around the other way.
Gotcha. All right. So obviously there's a lot of sound happening in each of the cars as you're listening to the soundtrack going through. Any idea how many total speakers in each limo? And I think for this one, it might be fair for me to give you the possible answers, because this one's a little tougher.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, because that's a tough...
Yeah, how many total speakers in each Super Stretch limo? The possible answers are 100, 120, or 150.
You know, any of those choices would be quite a lot of speakers.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to put it to the max and go 150.
Wah, wah.
Oh, come on.
It's just hoping to be able to do it. It's 120.
120.
But you know what? That one you could flip a coin on and come up either way.
Yeah, that's tough. That's crazy that they put that many speakers in there, actually. It's
120
loud.
In each car.
For as fast as you're going with all the other ambient noise, you know, you can really, if you put your head back against the seat rest, I mean, you know, the headrest, you can really hear. I mean, it cranks. And if you're in the back car, you can feel the subwoofers in your back.
Yes.
In the back seat.
Completely agree with that.
Yeah.
So that's the 5 questions from the Disney Park blog, which are pretty cool. You did well there. I have one more for you. And I think, you know, there's probably a Disney in Detail episode someday on the Rock and Roller Coaster. We'll put it on the list of future episodes.
That'd be good.
Cast members and all of the attractions are themed to the attraction. Their costumes tend to match. Any idea what the costumes are for the cast members at the Rock and Roller Coaster, what they're supposed to be?
You know, I really don't know. And I have a friend who is a cast member at the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Interesting.
I'm friends with her mother, but she's a cast member. But I don't know.
It might be a tough one to get, but they are actually valet drivers.
So they're valet parking drivers. That makes sense. That makes complete sense, because you're going in the alley to catch your cab.
Yep.
They're kind of letting you in the car and...
And away you go. They're hell in the cab for you. So that's pretty
cool. I said bellhops. I was thinking Tower Terror.
Yeah, you know what? There are right across the way lots of bellhops.
But I meant valets.
Absolutely.
So,
so we'll give you that one.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay. You did great.
All right. Fantastic.
That's cool. All right. Disney Parks blog. What's new? Walt Disney World Dining, 16 for 16. So these are 16 new dining options, whatever you might call them. So let's go through these real quickly. The first one, this is quite interesting, and I did not know this. They have introduced a Sunday brunch. You can get Sunday brunch at Narcoossee's Waterfront Brunch at the Grand Floridian. I have been to Narcoossee's. It's very good. It is a signature restaurant right on the water. And if you time it at nighttime, the electrical parade comes by. This is the – you see this from the Magic Kingdom when you're leaving and you're on the monorail. It's the building that looks almost like a carousel with the lights over it. And it's a big round right in the middle of the water. It's a beautiful dining spot. Signature dining. Good steaks. It's definitely not inexpensive. We'll leave it at that. But it's it was great for a date night, the wife and I, on our anniversary trip. It was awesome.
So signature dining, that means if you were to be on the dining plan, you would have to use 2 table service credits to dine there.
Got it. Thank you very much. I was not aware. So that's one of them. And the other one is brunch at the top, which is at the California Grill. And that starts February 7th. So these are all brand new. But California Grill, brunch at the top.
So this is interesting because I guess I just don't eat at these fancy schmancy restaurants. Because I've never been to California Grill either. And actually, when you said the top, to me the top is
– I know exactly what you mean.
Top of the world, right? Because that's right. Because when I'm down in Walt Disney World with my buddy Sam, who's a DVC member – where does he take me to watch Wishes?
At the top of the world.
I mean, where else could – you know what? I'm spoiled.
There you go.
I may have to just let you either stay in my room or book a room for you on my March trip just so you can be there to take me to top of the world.
Very good. I like that idea. So to book these, it's the good old DisneyWorld.com/dine or 407-WDW-DINE as listed here in the article. And, of course, the second one listed, I have not been able to get here yet. This is a recent addition, and that's the Jungle Navigation Company Skipper Cantina over at the Magic Kingdom. That sounds really good.
The menu looks really good. The place looks ridiculously themed, which is awesome because it should be ridiculously themed.
Absolutely.
I wish they would have made Trader Sam's as big as they made this place.
I agree with you. This is, of course, in Adventureland. This is the jungle-themed restaurant. And it does look big in there, but I've not personally been inside yet, and I can't wait to see it. So no, that's definitely something I'll be doing next trip.
Actually, John actually posted quite a few pics in there.
Is it yet available for advanced dining reservations?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't tried, but I'm not 100% sure.
We should check that out. All right. The third one here is the Flower and Garden Festival, which is really cool to have it listed under dining options.
So I will be there.
The outdoor kitchens are incredible. This is March 2nd through May 30th, so this is 75 days. This is expanded to be the longest that it's ever been, and it's all of May. Historically, the Flower and Garden Festival was done in the middle of May, so this is pretty good for those that travel in May, kind of get there before the summer crowds. It's still spring. That's awesome. Fresh garden produce, savory bites, sweet treats, an abundance of festivals, outdoor kitchens. And this is the fourth year of the kitchens already. Wow.
So let me – were we there for the first year or was that the second year?
I can't remember.
The smokehouse, the Piggylicious cupcake.
The smokehouse is there. Piggylicious cupcake, yes, right next to the Miss Piggy topiary.
The Billy's Chili's beer.
That must have been 2 years ago.
Yeah, probably. It had to be, what, 2012 maybe? No, it had to be after 12.
That would be the first year. Wow, time flies.
No, it wasn't 12. It had to be 14. 14?
Yeah, it must have been.
Had to be 14 because I didn't know you in 12.
There you go.
14, gotta be 14. So not last year, but the prior year. That was a good time, cool, though.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. A Flower and Garden Festival is absolutely a great time to be at Walt Disney World. The heat hasn't really cranked up yet. You're getting ready for spring, and I think it's one of my favorite times of year there. I really do. I have a hard time picking between the Flower and Garden Festival and the Food and Wine Festival, so I tend to like the one that the season we're in. if that makes sense.
Right, the one that's right now.
The one that's now.
I'll go with the one that's closest.
And right now that's Flower and Garden Festival.
So I'm hoping for Billy's Chilies again. I've never been able to find that, and it's.
A beer with pepper, with hot peppers.
Yeah, you didn't like it, but you're from the north. You guys don't eat the spicy food like we do.
That must be it, because I'm okay with spicy food. I just didn't like drinking it in my beer. That's what it was. Anyway, all right.
Funny.
Let's shift gears a little bit to Animal Kingdom. So we have a new restaurant opening in Animal Kingdom in 2016, Tiffin's. Pretty interesting. Featuring foods from places that inspired the creation of Disney's Animal Kingdom. Open for lunch and dinner. The concept art looks pretty good. I'll give it a shot. I think Animal Kingdom is definitely in need of another sit-down. There's not many in there. So it'll be interesting to see what comes in Animal Kingdom.
What is in Animal Kingdom as far as a sit-down?
Yak and Yeti.
And Tusker House?
Tusker House and Rainforest. That's really the three.
Not even technically in...
Yeah, but those are your options. If you go to My Disney Experience and try to book Animal Kingdom, those are the three that are going
to
come up.
I've never been to Tusker House. We've eaten at Rainforest. Actually, I ate there my last trip. I always enjoy Rainforest. I know it's kind of a chain restaurant. Oddly enough, though, Yak and Yeti is owned by the same company.
It is the same company that does
Landry's.
Yes, T-Rex. which by the way, T-Rex and Rainforest Cafe and some other restaurants that might be in your backyard back home, and you can use your points there.
Yeah,
which I've done before.
Landry's card. There's one here, but it wasn't someplace we dined a lot, so I've never done the reward card. But if there was one here, like if there was a Rainforest here, I would go to it often, probably.
Yeah. Now here's what's probably the real tell inside of Tiffin's is the adjacent Nomad Lounge. Because if you're building anew, you have to have a bar next to it, right? So this will feature handcrafted cocktails using the art of mixology with African, Asian, and South American flavors. Beers and wines from those regions and a selection of specially non-alcoholic beverages for the little ones, along with some small bites. So we're going to get a restaurant and a bar next to it.
That's nice.
Very nice. Very nice. That will be good.
There's already one bar there, right?
The bar that's there is back in Asia on the way to the safari, right? As you go through Animal Kingdom.
There's another one, though, right up front by Tusker House, huh?
Yeah, I think there's a couple around. This gives us another one.
But is it going to be an indoor bar?
It does not say, and I don't see any
content. They've gone to that a little bit with places like, you know, the tequila bar in Mexico and stuff like that. Places that you can actually go grab a seat and a drink. As opposed to just, you know, a place that just serves alcohol outdoors.
Now, I should add this, looking at another article here from last year. Tiffin's will be signature dining in Animal Kingdom. So this will be another this will be another two-credit meal if you're on the dining plan,
right? Two-credits, yeah. Which me personally, me personally and as a travel agent, I never recommend those, not on the dining plan because, to me,
it's two credits.
Well, it's two credits. So, you're telling me I could eat twice at Ohana, or I could eat at Ohana and I could eat at Coral Reef for the same that I could eat at one of these restaurants. To me, it just doesn't work out.
Got it.
I would take the two meals somewhere else.
I completely get it. And then the signature dinings, my experience has been when it's my wife and I and we're celebrating something, and at that point it doesn't matter.
Well, and so let me say that, you know what, if it's something that if you're celebrating something or it's a restaurant that you just really want to try, I'm not saying don't go there.
Right.
I'm saying pay out of pocket and use your two credits somewhere else.
That makes complete sense.
Because you're going to get more value out of those two credits, using them at two more meals than you would using them there.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Another new experience, although we don't have much info on what the new experience will be. The Flying Fish Cafe at Disney's Boardwalk will be closing here at the end of January. And it's not going to be back till fall. So we have something new coming into the Boardwalk. The chefs have indicated that the very popular wrapped snapper and New York strip steaks will be back, but that's all that they've indicated here. So some new options at the Boardwalk. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty interesting, yeah.
Very much so. Here's one that I found interesting, and this is inside of Hollywood Studios over at Hollywood and Vine. Minnie Mouse is going to be picking up some seasonal dining. So this is an extension of what they did in 2015. You can look forward to themes in 2016, including Minnie's Silver Screen Dine, Minnie's Springtime Dine, and Minnie's Summertime Dine, followed in the fall by Minnie's Halloween Dine. So Minnie Mouse is busy over there at the Hollywood and Vine.
So what I wanted to ask you when we were talking about them extending Flower and Garden.
Yeah.
When do you think we get to the point that they transition directly from Flower and Garden to Food and Wine and then back from Food and Wine straight to Flower and Garden?
Well, you'll have Christmas in between.
Okay. So Food and Wine to Christmas to Flower and Garden.
To Food and Wine. And the only thing I see, there's a lot more kiosks at Food and Wine than there are at Flower and Garden. And rough estimate off the top of my head, there's probably 25 to 30 kiosks at Food and Wine Festival, and there's a dozen at Flower and Garden. So there's a little bit different, but some of those are the same. And we do now see some permanent areas that they've developed, right? Like around Germany where the beer garden is. It's a beer garden in the fall. It's the Christmas village at Christmas time, and then it turns into a springtime place. But it's the same permanent structures that are back there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of real estate taken up around World Showcase for all of these kiosks and all of these booths. And the only thing that I can think of that makes sense is that they want more room around World Showcase during the summertime months. It's just busier. Do you know what I mean?
They need a place for people.
Yes, they need this place for people. They don't have a spot to put things.
So they're making their money at the gate versus, you know what, when it's slower in the fall or the spring, we need to monetize this area because there's not people there. So we need to put booths that's going to sell food or do this or do that.
It's going to bring more people in for the festival.
Yep, and that too.
Right?
Yeah.
When it would traditionally be slow. So.
And monetize, you know, and monetize the vacant space. There's not as many people, so let's put a booth here that's going to sell something different. Right?
So what about Minnie? Are you going to go see Minnie Mouse?
No.
No? Not going to make it?
A Frozen character, I probably would.
Well, you know, that could be in Norway before the year's over. Who knows?
I'm just kidding. I know that's us.
I'm getting you and Ed reservations. It
could be a sore subject for some people.
Hey, there are lots of things happening Disney Springs 2016.
Yeah.
Lots, including excited. The ganacherie. Did I say that correctly?
Yes,
I think ganacherie. I did. Ganache chocolate, proprietary blend of chocolate and cream made right in the shop, not to be missed. A lovely little space with sweets to experience akin to a wine tasting. That's kind of cool. So we got a new chocolate shop coming to Downtown Disney. We have STK, which is the steakhouse. A modern steakhouse, which will fit right in there. 14,000 square feet, two-story building. This is not
steakhouses,
small.
Huh?
This is big.
Because the Boathouse was just your brand new, like, go-to.
The go-to steak, it was. And then I went to Morimoto, and I love Morimoto. Now you got STK, modern steakhouse, mixed with an ambiance of sleek lounge, emphasizing the social and fun environment. What does that mean? I don't know. That's good, though.
Buddy.
Then Sprinkles, the world's first cupcake bakery. That's pretty cool. Serving up handcrafted cupcakes, slow-cured ice cream, and homemade cookies at Disney Springs. Very nice. With an innovative cupcake ATM. Huh. What do we got here? A vending machine with cupcakes?
I don't know.
And that's just starting downtown. Blaze Fast Fired Pizza will be coming to Disney Springs, a modern day pizza joint.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How do you feel about the current direction of Disney Springs? You like where they're going with it?
So what's finished, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a little more next week, what's finished as far as the West Side and the Marketplace? I absolutely love it. The area in the middle that used to be Pleasure Island is still completely under construction, and it's a wreck, and you walk past a bunch of walls. All of these new things that we're talking about are all coming in that area. So you're going to finish that middle part, and there's a whole shopping village in there. And I can't wait to see this thing finished. It's going to be awesome. It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's also
I like all the cool stuff they've got going on. So
yeah, the bridges that they've built, and you and I walked around some of these places. The new margarita bar that's over there, which by the way has the habanero margaritas.
Love the habanero lime margarita.
Yeah,
I had it at Tambu, I think.
Okay, yeah. I'm expecting it's very similar then.
Oh, I'm sure it's the same recipe. Actually, I bought the – I don't know. I probably brought this up in a previous show, but I looked up the recipe, and they use a syrup by a company called Monin, M-O-N-I-N. And I went to – there's a habanero lime syrup that they use to make it. So basically, it's just a margarita, but they add the Monin syrup to it. So I went and bought it. I went and bought the syrup.
Nice.
I ordered it online. I ordered a couple bottles of it, so I can make my own habanero lime margaritas.
Dude, that's awesome. You can make your own.
Yeah.
They also have a Florida Kitchen and Southern Shine coming in to Disney Springs. This showcases Chef Art Smith, who is actually a Florida resident who grew up not far from the Florida-Georgia border. And it'll feature farm-to-fork cuisine that showcases the bounty of Florida. With turn-of-the-century Florida architecture of the late 1800s. That can be interesting.
Very interesting.
Sounds interesting. There's also a Mexican place coming. Mexican specialties, handcrafted tortillas, tacos, salads. This is also by a well-known chef, Rick Bayless.
Why do I know Rick Bayless?
I'm looking at a picture of him, so I feel like I know him. There's also a reimagined Planet Hollywood on its way, which we talked about that on the show before, right? You look at the Disney Springs concept art, and you can still see the globe for Planet Hollywood, but it doesn't look anything like it does now.
Yeah.
It's completely redone. It's silver. It's shiny. And I just hope they completely reimagine the food. Have you been to Planet Hollywood?
I have not. Is it not good?
Yeah, it's not the best.
I want to say
To me, it's okay. You go there once, you see.
They liked it, but
Planet Hollywood could be so much better. There's so many better options. I hope that they get some good food in here.
I wish they had a House of Blues, but I think that's at Universal.
No, there is a House of Blues at Downtown Disney. Yep, it's over by Cirque du Soleil, okay. Across from Splitsville, down that way.
Love yep. House of Blues. It's been a long time since I've been, but the original one is here.
Of course.
Yeah. So. It used to be a great place to go hang out, just watch a lot of local music. They do – I don't know if they do it there. Here they do a Sunday jazz brunch. It's pretty cool.
Nice. I've heard – so they also do that at Walt Disney World. They do the Sunday brunch, and I know a lot of people that have talked to that, that have talked about how great it is. I also know at one point Bob Jackson was playing down there one night a week.
Oh, that's
I don't think he's doing that anymore. I think that was a temporary thing where he was down there. It was Bob Jackson. It wasn't Yeehaw Bob, so it was a different show. Quite interesting.
Yeah, because Bob Jackson, I mean, he's Bob Jackson, obviously, but Yeehaw Bob is a specific show for
– For Riverside.
For Rivers, yes. Yeah, Port Orleans, Riverside.
You got it.
Which, by the way, this trip I'm going in March, we're staying at Port Orleans French Quarter for the first time. We've never stayed there.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited about that, but I'm also excited about – Being able to walk on over to Riverside and go watch Yeehaw Bob.
That's awesome. He goes late, too. That's great.
May do a Yeehaw Bob like mini meet or something.
There you go. You got to love Bob.
Oh, absolutely. Man, he's fantastic. Such
we had him show. On the show. That was one of the best interviews you and I ever did. I loved it.
Yep.
Lots of new quick service locations coming, too, to Disney Springs. So many that they haven't even listed them here, but keep checking Disney Parks blog. And they also have two new cookbooks for 2016. I bet you'll be all over that.
Yeah, definitely.
One is Delicious Disney, Sweet Treats. That's due out in the fall. And one will celebrate both the International Flower and Garden Festival and another one for the International Food and Wine Festival. Dates still to be determined.
So they do that book every year for food and wine.
Yes. Right. And in fact, I saw a book recently, back to a point that we made earlier, that was the Epcot's three festivals. And they had recipes for Flower and Garden, Food and Wine, and Holidays around the world, which I thought was really cool.
Have you ever tried cooking in those things from?
I've looked through them. I've never purchased them.
Okay.
I've looked through them in the store, thought that looks good, and then went and bought it.
Right. Right.
If that makes sense. That's what I did.
What I mean,
it.
But I feel like most of those things are probably pretty complicated.
Some of them not so much, but yeah. If anyone's willing to make us some of that stuff, Jimmy and I would love to try it.
Yeah, we would. I'm down with that. What do you think about a mini Nerd Jihabab meet?
There you go. I'd do everything I could to get there, but I can't make any promises, unfortunately.
Well,
yeah, you have to do what you can.
A travel agent that can get you
there we go.
A really good deal on Orem maybe or something.
Yeah, who's that travel agent again?
That'd be me.
How do we get in touch with you for that?
You can email me at onceuponatimetravel@yahoo.com, or you can contact me on Facebook if you're in the group, or follow us on the page. Just you can send me a message.
Nice. And I'll tell you what else I'm going to do. I'm going to share a link in the show notes this week to all of the brand new 2016 merchandise that Disney posted in the Parks blog not long ago. Some pretty cool stuff. I love waiting for the new year to see what the new logo is. Sort of interesting, there's a musical note in the middle of the zero this year, which I thought was interesting. But it looks cool. It looks cool. And as I look at the Walt Disney World t-shirt, there is a castle for Cinderella's castle, obviously. There is a Spaceship Earth for Epcot. There's a big tree for Animal Kingdom. What do you think we have here for studios, Jimmy? Want to guess?
Water Tower?
No. Tower of Terror.
So have they completely abandoned the Water Tower?
It's still back there.
No, but I mean, I guess they don't use it as...
I think Ed made a great point on a show before, which is you can see Tower of Terror everywhere.
Sure, you can see it coming up. I get it.
That's what people think of. You can see it. And that's what it is on the 2016 shirt.
That makes sense.
No more hat. Do you believe that it was 2015 they took the hat down, by the way? Seems like so long ago. And by the way, that's probably a great segue to what we're going to be talking about next week. Yeah. Because next week, when we get us all back together, all of the nerds, we're going to talk about the year in review, 2015, some of the things that came, some of the things that went, some of our favorite things, predictions, what we think is going to happen in 2016, and maybe even talk about who got what right last year when we did this at the end of 2014. Sound cool, Jim?
Sounds good to me. I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited to get all of us back together.
Absolutely. How do people get in touch with the show? In fact, that's something we want to do. We want to be more interactive with you guys.
We do.
So have any questions? Send them in. How do we do that?
So, we definitely would. That's one of the things we're looking forward to for this year is being a little more interactive. We're even today, actually, we posted our first blog.
That is correct. Thank you, Ed.
That Ed wrote. And we've gotten in touch with some great people who's going to be blogging for us, so we're trying to get that started and get that launched to just get some more materials. But we'd also like to be a little more interactive with our listeners, and we get emails from time to time, but it seems like it's not really consistent enough to do a whole show. So we want you guys to contact us. Send us an email, thedisneynerds@yahoo.com, and we'll be happy to make sure you include your name and where you're from, and we'll be happy to read that on the air and kind of give you our opinions, each one of us. And also
– opinions we have.
Oh, we have lots of opinions. So also follow us on Facebook, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Make sure you like our page. Also, we have the group Disney Nerds. That's where most of the conversations happen. We post a lot of stuff to – the podcast page, but it's not as interactive as the group where everybody can kind of join conversations. And Twitter @TheDisneyNerds and Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.
You got it. You can reach us individually, Sam at the Disney Nerds, Ed at the Disney Nerds, Jen at the Disney Nerds, and Jimmy as well. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. Next week, big show, big news coming too. We got lots of big stuff happening on the show. It's awesome. So, Jimmy, thanks for the time tonight.
Thank you
guys for listening.
It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Quaharini.
Kongaloosh.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in